with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Blizzard warnings have been issued for New York City, New Jersey, Boston, and communities along the East Coast as a late winter storm approaches. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says this is a major winter storm.
We're looking for the potential for widespread snowfall rates above 1 inch per hour, and that could span all the way back into the Washington, D.C. area through the Delmarva Peninsula, New Jersey, Northeast, including New York City, up through New England, including the Boston area. Now, within that area, you could see rates even higher, upwards of 2 to 3 inches per hour.
New York City and New Jersey announcing travel bans. Airlines canceled thousands of flights. Even Broadway shows were canceled Sunday evening as this fierce winter storm bore down on the northeastern U.S., prompting the blizzard warnings. New York City Mayor Mamdani announced a ban on non-emergency travel on all streets through noon on Monday. An armed service man was shot and killed at Mar-a-Lago Sunday by the Secret Service. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Secret Service shot and killed a man armed with a shotgun and fuel can after entering the secure perimeter of Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's resort in Palm Beach, Florida, Sunday around 1:30 in the morning. Although Trump often spends weekends there, he was at the White House, this time with the First Lady. The Palm Beach County Sheriff says the man was ordered to drop what he was carrying, but only put down the paint can and raised the shotgun. That's when the sheriff says Secret Service and a deputy shot him. The suspect, who was in his early 20s and from North Carolina, was reported missing a few days ago by his family. Investigators believe he left North Carolina, headed south, picking up the shotgun along the way. I'm Julie Walker.
And the U.S. atop the hockey world for the first time in nearly half a century defeated Canada 2-1 in the gold medal final at the Milan Cortina Olympics. This is SRN News. A new report on confession.
According to data published by Religion Unplugged, 44% of American churchgoers confess their sins to God every day, and another 26% do so several times each week. Scott McConnell of Lifeway Research says this is a good sign, adding, quote, "The confession of sins to God is countercultural. Today, many people in America want to set their own moral compass, but we see large numbers of churchgoers acknowledging God's authority in their lives." Michael Harrington reporting.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio backing Viktor Orban ahead of Hungary's April election during a visit to Budapest. Other conservatives in the U.S. and Europe admire Orban and his efforts to enshrine traditional values in Hungary. He's campaigned hard against the LGBT agenda, effectively banning same-sex adoption and same-sex marriage and barring people who are living as the opposite sex from changing their gender on official documents. This is SRN News. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire wants to throw the book at those linked to convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who committed crimes.
There needs to be a thorough investigation of absolutely every claim and instance of abuse, of child abuse, of pedophilia, of sex trafficking, of human trafficking that exists, of any crime broken, any crime whatsoever. Yes. And they need to be brought to justice.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. The Mexican army says it has killed the powerful leader of the Jalisco New Generation cartel in a military operation on Sunday. Troops targeting Nemesio Ruben Oseguero Cervantes, known as El Mencho, in the western state of Jalisco. The U.S. State Department had previously offered a reward of up to $15 million for information leading to his arrest. More details at srnnews.com.